Greetings, everyone, and welcome to this short audio boom called Go Fund an Academy. Some of you may be aware that the Cisco Academy for the Vision Impaired has put up a GoFundMe project in order to raise money. And whilst it seems everybody's jumping on the GoFundMe bandwagon at the moment, in fact, millions of dollars have been raised by GoFundMe, I'd just like to explain why the Cisco Academy for the Vision Impaired has put up a GoFundMe campaign. On the off chance that some of you out there may consider donating an amount, large or small. Most people aren't aware of what it costs to run the Cisco Academy for the Vision Impaired. It's a common misconception that all of our funds are obtained from course fees. And sadly, that's further from the truth. The average course cost for the average student who's on the paying out of your own pocket price scheme is $150 US for a 12 to a 16 week course. Half of that, $75 US, goes to the academy for its running costs and building rent and those sorts of things. The other half is split between the number of instructors on the course. So if we have two instructors, we're looking at $34.50 US per instructor. Three instructors, $25 per instructor per student. So as you can see, the instructors don't get amazingly rich very quickly. Neither does the academy. Kerry Hoth, I'm the only full-time employee for the Cisco Academy for the Vision Impaired. When I say full-time, I essentially work for 3 days a week, and the generosity of Visibility WA and Fundy, who put in approximately $20,000 towards our cause per year, allows me to be paid a wage of around about $30,000 to work for the academy per year. And I'm certainly not arguing that that is quite a reasonable amount of money, and I certainly get the biggest piece of the cavy pie. Although I do work as the systems administrator, keeping all of the underlying infrastructure going, I also coordinate all of the staff and activities at the academy, and keep all the IT infrastructure happening, as well as teaching courses such as networking and assisting with courses like audio fundamentals. The reality is that the academy in its current form is not sustainable. So we're after ideas on how to be sustainable, as well as donations. If anybody has any brilliant ideas, we'd love to hear from you. You can get back to us on Twitter at Cisco Vision, or you can go to wiki, wiki.qcat.org, and drop us a line on how you think we should become profitable and sustainable. We're giving GoFundMe a shot because we want faster download speeds for our students. We're looking at hosting our media and content on Amazon S3. We're also looking to raise the money for the Ventrilo hosting that we use on a daily basis. We do use TeamTalk for the delivery of our classes, but even the VPS that we run that on costs a couple of hundred per year. So I hope this little boom that I've recorded gives you guys an idea as to what sort of money floats around the Cisco Academy for the Vision Impaired, where it's spent, and what the GoFundMe campaign and other fundraising campaigns go towards. There are, of course, other ways to make a donation to us. You don't have to use GoFundMe. If you do use GoFundMe, search for Cisco Academy and you'll find us. You can also donate to us by going to www.cavitraining.com or any of our other websites. There are donate buttons there, and you can donate to us using PayPal. People often ask me why I still work here and why a lot of the rest of us still work here. Well, it sounds trite and it sounds cliched, but Cavi's education really does change lives. It changes the way people view their lives, their confidence, and their technology. So thanks for listening to this, Boo.